how's your ankle coming along?
It's coming along great.
Were you able to practice today?
A little bit here and there, just trying to, you know, get back to myself. So it's gonna take a little bit.
How optimistic are you for Sunday?
I always try to stay positive. So, you know, just taking it day by day.
How are you sort of testing it to make you feel, to make you know that it's feeling better and you're going to go
off? I mean, just going through my daily, you know, routine and practice, you know, just as far as movement and, you know, just see what happens.
Stopping the run's been difficult for this defense through the first three games. What has to be better to improve on that?
You know, just everybody just doing, sticking to their job, doing what they have to do. I mean, honestly, it's very simple. So, you know, just got to keep focused on who we have up next. We got Tampa Bay, and you know, they got an explosive offense, and you know, we just got to do what we have to do, play giant football.
A lot of the extra yards in the run seem to be you guys are in position to make the tackle, you miss it, and there's an extra 10 yards at the end of it. Is that part of it?
I mean, it could be all types of it. I mean, you know, I know the quarterback last week he got, you know, a chunk of yards escaping, and, you know, that's on us as a defense. You know, we got to do better as being, you know, responsible for, you know, our rush lanes and making sure that doesn't happen.
Similar to Carson Wentz, Jameis Winston is a quarterback that, you know, can be a big threat inside and outside of the pocket. What makes him so dangerous as you see on film?
I mean, even though when he's escaping from the pocket and trying to make something happen, his eyes always downfield, so he's always trying to make a throw and always trying to make a play off of that. So, you know, he's a dangerous quarterback that could, you know, make something out of nothing.
How much do you guys study the improvising, you know, of the QB?
I mean, really, honestly, you don't. You can study all you want, and if you're not getting pressure on them and you know, forcing them to go where you want to go, then, you know, you're not going to get a realistic look until game day. So all you can do is just watch tape, you know, watch film, and, you know, just be disciplined in yourself and know that, you know, when you get out the field, just play giant football and get after it.
Reed, there's no question that you're a gamer, but ankles tend to be chronic. The Giants, obviously, at 0-3, the urgency right now, though, is at an all-time high. How do you balance that?
I mean, honestly, we're still 0-3, but it's early in the season, and, you know, nobody in this locker room is panicking at all, and nobody upstairs is panicking at all. You know, we just got to sticking to what we know, keeping it simple and, you know, playing giant football, and that's it.